Chapter 19. So, Howard must have been searching the closet for something at the time Mary died, Helen said, as they exited the building and started along the sidewalk toward Nance's apartment. The mid-afternoon sun had heated the day to the mid-80s, and the warmth was causing the ladies to break into a sweat, even though the sidewalk was partially shaded by tall oaks. But does that clear him of the murder? Ida asked. That's a good question. We need to think about the timing. Maybe he was ducking into the closet to hide after killing her, Lexi suggested. You're probably right. Why else would he have lied about being at the poker game that whole time? Ruth asked. Ida snorted. Yeah, I figure it would be the husband. Maybe he was after the book and hid it in the closet. Helen frowned. Why would he need to do that? Sylvia said Mary always had the key. I'm sure Howard could have gotten his hands on it some other time and taken the book, probably without her even knowing.
Maybe he did that, but Mary found out, Lexi suggested. Maybe that's what the fight was about. It turned ugly, and he killed her.
Wait, I'm confused, Ruth said. Was Howard after the book, or did he want to get rid of Mary because he was having an affair?
Maybe both, Ida suggested. He might have wanted some quick money from the book to buy more gifts for his girlfriend.
Maybe we should be trying to figure out who the girlfriend is, Helen suggested.
And why did he take an insurance policy out on himself? Nance asked.
There are a lot of questions, Lexi said. But first, I think we need to figure out for sure if being in the closet eliminates him as a suspect.
Right. Nan slowed, her lips pursing as she thought. My biggest concern is our list of suspects. Chandler has been cleared, and now Dottie might be Howard's alibi. So who does that leave as suspects?
Lexi's mind returned to the weird conversation they'd had earlier in the antique store.
Lorelai.
How so? Ida asked.
If we go back to our original theory that Mary was killed because of the book's value, then she would be a prime suspect, Lexi said. They'd stopped walking and stood in a circle under the shade of a tall oak. A breeze blew the crisp smell of earth and freshly cut grass toward them. Under the tree, a squirrel dug for acorns. Above, birds hopped in the branches. Ruth brushed a blue-tinged curl out of her eye.
I don't know. She said she doesn't use the internet and had no idea how much that book was worth. Everyone thought it was worthless until we found it on eBay. But if she doesn't scour eBay, then how would she know? People lie all the time, especially if they are killers, Ida said. And she could have found out the value from any of her antique dealer friends. They all talk about such things.
And that would explain the dirty look she gave us at the corner, Lexi said.
No one saw her in the hallway, Helen pointed out. But if you want to explore that option, then Sylvia should be able to corroborate her alibi about helping with those bibs by the front door. Funny, though, that Sylvia didn't mention anything about being up in the front lobby to us when we spoke with her. You might be on to something, Lexi.
Lorelai might have lied about the timing of helping Sylvia with the bibs to provide herself with an alibi.
It would be pretty dumb for Lorelai to lie about that, given that Sylvia could blow it out of the water,
Ida said. She was probably hoping that Sylvia would be so discombobulated that she wouldn't remember, Nan said.
It's possible Sylvia went to get those bibs after she talked to Chandler. Then I suppose it makes sense. But Lorelai could have still killed Mary and then rushed to the front door afterward, Lexi said.
But how would she have gotten out of the pie room without being seen?
Nan started walking, but instead of heading for the glass doors of her building, she turned toward the parking lot, making a beeline for Lexi's VW.
We need to take another look at the pie room and talk to Sylvia again. I think we're homing in on something, and I want to double and triple check.
Lexi remembered her promise to Jack. They'd filled him in earlier in the day. Surely that counted toward keeping him informed. And because their suspects wouldn't be at the community center, she wasn't heading into danger. She fished her keys from her purse and jogged up to Nan's.
Good idea. Get our theory straight, and then we can fill Jack in.
Of course, dear. We don't want to flub up again. He's already disproved our theory about Chandler Bennington being the killer. We don't want to be wrong again. Besides, I'm working on a hunch that just might prove who could have done it and how.